Hey, you skinny legends. It's 2018, and I'm back.
That's right. It's me, Eric, from YourRealityRecaps.com, bringing back our Real Housewives audio blogs for this season
of The Real Housewives of New York, Season 10.
Now, for those of you that don't know, basically, I don't like to read. I like to be read to, and I think everyone else feels the same way, which is why I'm reading you the Bravo blogs from the ladies each week as they put them out. Now, look. They don't put them out frequently. So, while we're going to try and make this a regular podcast coming out on the same time each week, just remember that I'm a slave to the ladies. So, once they put out stuff, you'll be getting one of these every single week. Now, where can you see this and listen to it? Of course, on iTunes. And if you are, do us a favor, leave us a 5-star rating and a nice review. It really helps support our shows. These shows will also be archived on our website, YourRealityRecaps.com/Bravo. Now, if you guys want an amazing way to help support our shows, consider becoming a patron. YourRealityRecaps.com/patron. You get access to the patron-only group on Facebook. You get shows just for patrons weekly, prize giveaways for patrons, and your questions asked to reality stars when they come on our shows. Of course, you guys know we are live every single night of the week over on YouNow at YouNow.com/RealityRecaps. Of course, it is Big Brother season currently, so that is what we are mainly focusing on. And if you are a Big Brother fan, I don't know why you are not over there checking out all our Big Brother content. But that's not all we do. So feel free to peruse our website, YourRealityRecaps.com, and see all of the amazing shows, content, videos, live streams, reality star guests that we have on all the time. Another great way you can help support our shows is if you're doing any Amazon shopping, go to YourRealityRecaps.com/Amazon, or if you just want to make a one-time donation to help us keep bringing you all of this content, consider doing so at YourRealityRecaps.com/PayPal. Now, I think we have so much to talk about on this
season premiere and episode one, Real Housewives of New York. So let's jump right into it with our first blog from Caroline Razuel. And her blog called Kids Smoking Kills.
Now, look, you know what else I didn't say in that giant intro that hopefully you listened to? I don't edit this show. Nope, not edited. So you're going to get it all unfiltered. So I hope you're ready for that and enjoying it. Here we go. This is going to be an edge of your seat 10 for 10. There is so much going on in my life, but I'll begin at the beginning. And if you blink, you might have seen me running along the river, and there I was working out. You're probably thinking, huh? Yep, I'm running the New York City Marathon. This is the year of setting goals and healthy boundaries. Lots of fun stuff. Now, this is me, Eric, speaking. Remember, we're starting. Basically, Caroline was one of the only people that did a blog for the first episode, and I needed to wait until we had enough to make this podcast. So, just remember, we're starting on the first episode. This is the first episode, Caroline, is what I'm saying. Okay. Speaking of running, there's a running theme this season about my clothes. Bethany, it seems, is oddly fixated on my outfits. It starts right here in this episode one and doesn't let up until the finale. Just wait for it. Ooh, now, me, Eric, speaking again. Here's what I'm waiting for. Ooh, the Caroline and Bethany drama. You know we love a good Jill Zarin and Bethany fight. I feel like we needed the, you know, Carolyn to be her friend so that we could build her up in a Jill Zarin way, only to rip their friendship apart. And we've all been waiting. You know you've been waiting for it. Don't act like you haven't been waiting for it. Okay, back to Carolyn. This year, for Halloween, I opted out of my usual slutty lingerie push-up bra stiletto costume for a more conservative Amelia Earhart ensemble. And no, it wasn't a safari suit. Rather, it was a genuine Air Force jumpsuit given to me by the U.S. Air Force when I was in Charleston, based unit going to Afghanistan in 2001. Showing off. We get it, girl. We get it.
I was an honorary member for the flight over in a C-130 cargo plane.
Look, unless you're like a hot guy, I don't really care about you talking about like your army outfits. I'm just saying, girl, it's Real Housewives in New York. The wives don't care. Like, if you had a hot friend who was in the army, we would care about that. You're losing me a little on this blog. Or let's go back to Caroline.
It made it even more special that it was given to me by a co-pilot who was a kick-ass female Air Force pilot.
Well, I sound like an asshole now.
She was 23 years old. What are you doing at 23? I was delivering coffee at ABC News. She's flying a plane.
Moving on to my love, Luann. When we first met 5 years ago, I thought you were so pretty and tall. You brought me an elephant ring for no reason, and that was sweet. If I could find it, I'd sell it in my Poshmark store for good causes. Just saying.
But then one night, you made a war-whopping noise and scalping jokes over my head at Le Cirque. Sonia, too. Remember that? I was disheartened. And at the time, I was basically shocked by the antics. I've since gotten to know you, and I honestly think you're without guile or harm. I honestly think you're just a teeny bit tone deaf. XOXO. And Luann and I always get into something. Every season, we have this love-hate relationship. I say it that we do it intentionally as we start off the year with the former and the end bringing up the ladder.
What are you saying, Carol? Why are you a tongue twister, girl?
Okay. What would a season be if she were not condescending to me and I insulting back to her? This is our dance each year.
So now me, Eric, speaking, does this mean you're just trying to have a plot line and you don't actually mean it?
Interesting. Yes, she got married and divorced in less time than it took me to finish the marathon. And yes, we did not text much over the summer. But wait, rewind. Did I hear that right? Her best friend, Sonia Morgan, texted.
Oh God, what's that?
What? Exactly two more words than I texted? Had I known, I would have texted the thumbs up emoji too. Another thing, I did not only hear a peep from my pal, Luann, when Adam and I parted ways over the summer, what did she do instead? She gossiped about Adam to Dorinda and then got back in the tabloids. So thanks, Lou. The one place I'd rather not be, which is the ironic, given my current profession. Oh, God. Stay tuned for next week when you get to see more of my life and run, literally. I'm also raising money for a charity close to my heart, the North Shore Animal Shelter. Oh my God, you guys, that's right by my house. So if you're inclined to give $5 or $10, it would be greatly appreciated. Bullshit. Screw the puppies. John and Dana and myself are trying to get to Canada for the Big Brother finale to stream that to you guys. Stream the finale party in from the backyard. So become a patron or donate to us. The puppies are going to be just fine. They have cute faces. I'm not cute. Now, here's what I want to do, because like I said, this is covering 2 weeks. So I'm going to jump right into Carol's second Bravo blog called It Was Literally and Figuratively Breathtaking. Here we go. I'd like to thank everyone who made my marathon run possible, especially Roberto Mangi, my running coach and 2014 Olympic runner. He is the only person who could have gotten me up at 4:30 a.m. to take a ferry to Staten Island for the very first half of the marathon. Boarding the ferry with a bunch of millennials still dressed from the night out partying, I felt like a real athlete. During the full marathon, it was Roberto's unrelenting encouragement that gave me the confidence boost that I needed around mile 18 when everything else in my body wanted to scream, WTF. Okay, not for nothing. It's me, Eric, now talking. I don't understand how long the New York City Marathon is, nor do I understand the point. Couldn't you just run like 20 miles anywhere? It's just because you're running 20 miles with a group of people. You live in New York.
chances are in your life there's going to be a lot of times when you have to be in a big crowd running from something. So, why don't you do it then, not in a marathon? I don't get running. I'm not being chased. I don't understand it. Let's go back and see what Carolyn has to say. So, thanks to all the trainers at Dog Pound, the first gym I stepped into since high school, and Adam, who has run marathons, triathlons, and a bunch of other crazy athletic stuff, he was cautious when I said I wanted to run the marathon, and then he became my biggest support and advisor and cheerleader. Oh, is he a cheerleader now? Is that the issue with your relationship? He's gay? Lastly, to Heather, who gave me the boost at the start line, and all of my friends and family who showed up to cheer me on at the finish line, especially Tinsley, who waited for 4 hours in the rain and didn't complain once that her hair was ruined. What do you guys think? You need to comment, by the way, over where you're listening to this on our website. Please comment in the section below and let me know what you guys are thinking as you're hearing what these Bravo blogs are saying, or even my opinions, because I want to talk more about these issues with you guys. And I don't know if I'm buying this whole Carol Tinsley relationship. It seems weird to me. But back to Carol. It was literally and figuratively breathtaking to run alongside 52,000 other runners through all five boroughs of New York City. I'm grateful to have been such a part of such an extraordinary group and to honor a city that has given me incredible opportunities. I'd like to end this blog here, but this episode was so full of crazy that I can't, and well, it's fun to write about. I really don't want to get all up in Luann's afro because we know what we didn't back then. That exactly 2 months after she walked into that party in blackface, she landed herself in rehab. This is a life-changing experience for her, a virtually Countess reboot. But what are we witnessing now in episode 2 is the version of Luann we have all come to tolerate and expect, the completely unself-aware, condescending bitch in Countess clothes. I really don't want to poke fun at her when she says the dumbest things known to man, but then again, this is the Housewives, so I guess I must. Let me say, not only am I a titled princess by marriage to my late husband, but I'm also the queen of authenticitiums. Yup, I'm a royal of realness, aristocrat of authenticity, and I believe a queen trumps a countess. It even trumps a countess dressed as a Moroccan princess, surprising her husband late at night, which I guess is a brave thing to do. Wow, you are shady. And as the queen, I beseech you, Queen Latifah is not really a queen, nor was the artist formerly known as Prince ever really a prince. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air wasn't a prince either. Those are stage names used in their professions as artists. The Countess got her title by marrying a French dude whose grandfather either built the Suez Canal or shipped over Lady Liberty, who, by the way, is not actually a lady. Wait, what? No, that's not true. Stop it. Do we need a jar? Oh my God, you guys are going to have to let me know that in the comments now too. Wait, seriously? Sometimes Carol gets a little too preachy for me and I can't take her. Speaking of a lady, it's back to Carol now, who is also not really a lady. The lunch between Sonia and Luann made me laugh so hard I peed my royal britches. Swear. I rewound it 5 times to see if I could find any hint of self-awareness in Lou's eyes when describing her accomplishments in effort to discredit and put Tinsley and I down. Nope, nothing. Which made me laugh even harder. So I will match the Countess's 3 dance tunes and her Pandora station and raise her 3 Emmys, a New York Times bestseller, and a newly minted New York City Marathon medal. I couldn't help but wonder, in some royal remix mashup, does Queen Latifah listen to Countess Luann's Pandora? In my dreams, she does. Thus concludes the Bravo blog of Carol. Now, I feel like we have to give Luann a chance to defend herself, so this is Luann's blog from the first episode called Love is Blind and So Was I. Diana Ross, who I adore, obviously, sang Stop in the Name of Love before you break my heart, think it over. I probably should have heeded her advice before I married Tom, but love is blind and so is I. The end of our marriage... At the end of your marriage? I mean, the whole marriage lasts like a second. Like, what is the end of a second exactly? Anyway, at the end of our marriage, I felt like I was drowning and I had to save myself. I didn't even have a chance to change my name, which in hindsight turned out to be a good thing. I'm so much happier now, and I'm grateful for all the support and kind messages I received. True friends don't say I told you so, even when they can.
No, a true friend shouldn't do that, but your true friends tried to tell you all the reasons that you shouldn't marry the scumbag, and you totally ignored them, so I don't really know that you're a good judge of what a good friend is, or a true friend. Clearly you don't care. I mean, look, you just did it for a storyline. I mean, for real. But let's go see what else you have to say. I was surprised that Carol, I know I call her Caroline sometimes, I know it's Carol, didn't reach out to me after Tom and I split. It hurt at the time, but once we talked about it, I accepted her apology. She likes to keep her opinions to herself, and I respect that, but she could have at least called or texted. I'm not one to hold a grudge.
Okay.
And once I express how I feel, I'm over it. Dorinda said that a leopard doesn't change its spots just because he's married, and that sums up Tom to a T. He wanted to live his life as if I were still single, and he was still single, and that's not what I envisioned or wanted.
Like, that was not a conversation before your marriage?
Here's what I think. Again, it was a conversation before your marriage, and you explained to him how you would get airtime and be on TV, and you would make a bunch of money, and maybe you gave him some money. You know, I'm just saying. Because that would have come up as a conversation. Like, hey, I don't want to get married. I like banging other people behind your back. Yeah. But let's go back and see what Luann has to say.
I'm enjoying being single, and contrary to what Sonia told the press, I'm not dating like crazy. In fact, I'm focusing on my health and well-being. I've been doing a lot of yoga and meditating, which has helped me reflect on my life, where I've been, and where I'd like to go. Life is a journey, and I still believe in love. But how fun were the costumes at Dorinda's Halloween party? Ramona's Britney was classic, and Dorinda's Lady Gaga's bubble dress was the bomb. Carol's costume made her look like a combination zookeeper and aviator. She's definitely not bringing sexy back with that outfit. Until next week, be cool.
And lucky for you, it's next week already, and I have her blog right here. It's called The Girls Should Be Happy That I Decided to Be Optimistic.
Oh, wow, as long as you're letting us know.
Marathons are a lot like life. We have to go through some pain in order to reach the finish line. The beginning of a relationship, like the start of a race, should be easy. This was not the case with my marriage to Tom. From the beginning, we struggled with our very different views of marriage.
Okay, look, again, Luann, that's not what you put out for two seasons. So don't expect us to care. You're just a liar. You can't be like, you made it seem like your relationship was amazing. Am I wrong? Comment below and let me know if I'm wrong. Back to Luann.
I disagree with Carol and Tinsley, hashtag mean girls.
Who taught grandma how to use hashtag, for the love of God?
Back to her. Who say that since I shared my happiness with everyone, I am also required to spill my heart out about what happened? It's my business, not theirs. I'm entitled to work through the situation however I choose, and the girls should be happy I've decided to be optimistic. Okay, need to interject here again. You're actually being paid, like, almost $1 million an episode to make it our business. That's what you're paid. You're literally being paid to make it our business. So, I mean, that's neither here nor there either. Let's keep going.
Like I've always said, when one door closes, another opens, and I'm absolutely positive that I will emerge from this experience a happier and more focused person. No one runs a race alone, and true friends don't say I told you so, even though they can. Sonia is a true friend to me. She let me live with her when I was looking for an apartment, and she's always been there in good times and bad. Loyal friends are priceless, and Sonia's a gem.
As for Dorinda, she was definitely stirring the pot when she told Tinsley and Sonia what I said, and I don't think Sonia's personal conversation with Dorinda needed to be shared with Tinsley, but sometimes it is kinder to keep what you've heard to yourself, unless you're making a TV show. Next, we're all heading off to the Hamptons for our weekend together this season. Sonia's staying with me, and like she says, we always have a great time. Sonia knows the girl code, and I love her for it. Until next week, keep running until you finish. And thus concludes, let me know what you think in the comments below, the Bravo blog of Luann. And now we're going to go jump back over to episode 1 and Ramona's blog for I Don't Know Why Bethany is Full of Anger. And I, me, Eric, am saying I don't either. I mean, I loved Bethany. But I do agree that sometimes Bethany thinks her shit don't stink. I mean, for example, she hasn't even done one blog. So there's that. Ramona hasn't done a blog for the current week, and most of the ladies haven't, actually. But let's see what Ramona is saying for the premiere episode. I can't believe it's season 10. Where did the time go? It's been a great experience, and I must say I've enjoyed being on the show. Thank you for all your support with my ups and downs. This season will be like no other, and I can't even describe it in 3 words or less, as I have historically done in the past. Yeah, it's that crazy. I'm always one to support my friends in any way I can. My mother instilled in me at a young age the importance of having your own financial independence. I relish in women's success. All the women on the show have achieved different successes, and I'm always there to support them, including Bethany, and give them credit. I can't believe how Bethany spoke to me at the Halloween party. To say I was shocked is an understatement. Regardless of your accomplishments or title behind your name, no one has a right to speak to someone in this manner. Now, Eric, I'm going to translate that and say, I paid $10,000 in donations to Bethany's Little Save the Puerto Rican campaign, and I still don't get any respect from her. I literally paid $10,000 for Bethany's respect, and I did not get it. I want my money back. Please. Back to Ramona Coaster. Bethany did not even have tits yet when I was a buyer for Macy's in New York City. Bethany was still in high school when I opened up my own business, RMS Fashions. I don't know why she is so full of anger, but this season I took a step back from her, as Carol did. You will see new friendships forged and some friendships go by the wayside, so get ready for a spectacular season. All right, so not a lot from Ramona there. Of course, you guys know how I feel. I think this is going to be another season of Ramona versus Bethany. We're already kicking it off that way. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below, because we have to move on to our next Bravo blog. It's from Dorinda, and it's called She Doesn't Follow the Rules of Social Etiquette. Again, I'm going to say from the first episode, and she also did not do one yet for the second episode, but we'll do that when we do our next podcast. Okay, Dorinda says, well, here we are. Back in the groove of New York City, the fall already feels very different. After spending a glorious summer in my favorite place, Bluestone Manor in the Berkshires, I'm back in the Big Apple. But it's different this time around. Hannah has spread her wings and left the nest, and my mommy job, as I've done it for 23 years, has taken on a new role. So I find myself feeling a little empty nesty. I've been Dorinda Clinta, a daughter, Dorinda Lynch, and Dorinda Medley, a wife, single mom, and widow, for the first time. I can work on me now, Dorinda. So another transition that I'm both excited and a bit sad for. The girls also seem to be growing, changing, and working. Carol has taken on the huge task of running the marathon this fall. So proud. Luann's divorced Tom. So brave. Ramona is finalizing her redecoration of her homes. So talented. Sorry. That is so shady. Like Ramona can decorate. Oh my God. Tinsley is off on endless travels with Scott. So lucky. That's not true. Bethany has spent the summer raising money and goods for the devastating hurricane relief, charity work on steroids. And Sonia, well, I haven't seen or heard from her, so I don't really know. Into the epic holiday party. The roast chicken, 2 or 4 bottles of wine, and my bubble dress. After a long day of getting ready and no food, thank you, Luke Herrington, for eating my hamburger, and the bubbly orange drinks hit me like one of those big bubbles on my dress. But I was very curious as to why Sonia was playing coyish and not coming over to say hi. Rocco is no excuse for being impolite. A, he's in the restaurant business, so he's super social, and B, we all know him, so it was kind of rude. Once again, she doesn't follow the rules of social etiquette. SNL, Adam Sandberg, Sesame Street, and Ghost Hunters, I hit them all, but what you didn't see is that I lost my wig at the end. I think we're off to a good start, and as usual, the girls never let you down. We represent New York City with incredible strength, color, humor, and out loud laughs. So, thus concludes the Bravo blog of her. I mean, look. Well, I'm obviously Dorinda. I love Dorinda. I think Dorinda is batshit crazy alcoholic drunk. I don't understand how she has money. Her boyfriend creeps me out a touch. And I want her to curse me out in public, is basically what I'm saying. But I do love her. I mean, how could anyone not love her? She's the queen of clipping. So let's move on to the next Bravo blog. It's also going to be our last Bravo blog and first from Tinsley, even though it's about the second week. Did you follow that? So our last one for this podcast, Tinsley's first. But she's kind of talking about the second week. She didn't do one for the first week, and they all seem to be getting away with that. Now, Tinsley's blog is called Sonia Deserves... No, Derives. Did I mention I read these for the first time with all of you so that you get my real reaction? Sonia derives great pleasure in her attempts to discredit me. Wow, this is only the second episode, and things have really started with a bang. The Halloween party was a fun way to kick off the season, and I love Dorinda for gathering us together in the spirit of having a good time. Her Gaga costume was amazing, and I don't believe that Sonia achieved a great deal of balance or humility from her retreat after spending the summer in a self-professed Xanax-induced haze in the south of France. Okay. I, Eric, have to jump in here. I completely agree. When Sonia was like, my doctor told me to go on antidepressants because you're fucking crazy. And then I decided I'm going to just go off my antidepressants and of another land and do some yoga. No, you people need to follow your doctor's rules. There are some of you listening to this right now, which should probably go take your medicine too. I mean, I have to take my medicine. You have to take your medicine. We all take our medicine. Let's just not stop willy-nillying like mental health issues aren't important right now. I just didn't like the whole way it was dismissive of antidepressants and like, I'm Sonia and I know better and I'm going to go just drink and eat croissants. Like, no. Oh my God, I had such a problem with her saying that. But all right. Back to Tinsley. Sonia appears to be deriving great pleasure in her attempts to discredit me. What the heck is she even talking about? She thinks Scott pays for my hotel room? She thinks he bought her a gift certificate? Is she nuts? All right, I kind of do too. You guys comment below and let me know if you think Scott bought those things. When I had my party for her last year, now I wish I hadn't, I had only been dating Scott for 3 weeks. Wow, I must be good at being a kept woman if I can get someone to pay my bills that fast. She's trying to project onto me and my background all the things that she hates about herself. Sorry, Sonia, it's not gonna work. A few ugly words from you won't change the truth about my upbringing. And another thing, I hate talking about money and won't, but suffice to say that I pay for my own apartment and every one of my expenses. Scott and I, sadly, were not even together then. To imply that I came to her destitute and needing a place to stay is utterly ridiculous. She kindly, or so I thought, offered me her home because, emotionally, I was in a bad place after being ridiculously and wrongfully arrested in Palm Beach. My family didn't think I was ready to actually move to New York, so they were delighted that Sonia offered me a place to stay until I got settled. It's clear to me that Sonia never had anyone teach her what being a gracious host is. No, she wanted a storyline. You were someone that got arrested for beating up your husband, and she was worried that the other girls weren't liking her, and she needed a storyline, so she was taken in the crazy lady from Palm Beach. Hello? Back to Tinsley. On the other side of her friend, on the other side of the friend equation is Carol. Without question, she is the truest definition of a good friend, and I feel so grateful to have met her. I'm just so proud of her colossal achievement in running the New York Marathon. What a mammoth achievement. And Ramona. Last year I wasn't sure about her, but I've gotten to know her this year, and she's a really nice lady with a good heart. She wanted to say old lady so bad. She's fun, and she was sweet to offer to plan a party for Carol's stellar achievement. Even though I think it's just an excuse to have a dinner party at her newly renovated house. Dinner with Luann was uncomfortable. I'm glad she appears to be happy and resigned to the divorce. But if she expects support and sympathy from the same friends she said were jealous of her previously, she should show some humility for the situation she put herself in. I just wish she would be more open and vulnerable. There just appears to be a certain arrogance about how she views herself and her friendships. Finally, I was shocked and saddened to hear the news about a member of our crew, Danny Sang's untimely passing. My heart goes out to him and his family. So, thus concludes the Bravo block of Tinsley. And yes, one of the crew members of the Real Housewives of New York did pass away. They had the little memorial slate for him at the end of the episode. But I want to know, on a happier note, and why we're all here, what are you guys thinking of this season so far? What do you think of Bethany not doing any audio, any regular blogs for me to read to you yet? Do we think she's going to do them? P.S. I went and checked her own website and Twitter for you guys. I'm doing the work to see if maybe they were posted somewhere else. No, she hasn't posted them anywhere. So I guess I should just say, thus concludes the Bravo blog of Tinsley. And thus concludes the Bravo blogs for this week. Now, look, like I said, I can only do these when the ladies put the blogs out. So I can't always promise you an exact time that they'll be available each week. I hope that by the weekend, we have enough blogs from the ladies. Now, some of you have said you don't want me to do specific blogs like just for the Real Housewives of New York, but you want me to read you all the Bravo blogs. If that is something you guys are interested in, then you need to do me a favor. Comment below this video on our website, and or I will have hold much more weight if you leave a 5-star rating and a nice review on iTunes. I am more than willing to do it for you guys. I just need to know that you guys are listening to these podcasts and that you are enjoying them, and then I'm more than happy to do more of them and add more to them for you guys. So do that. Of course, you can also tweet me anytime over on Twitter at Reality Recaps. I hope you guys take a minute to check out our website, yourrealityrecaps.com. I hope you come by and watch us do our live shows, hang out in the chat room, ask questions, hang out with reality stars. We are live every night on younow.com/realityrecaps. You can become a fan over there completely for free, be alerted every single time we go live. And of course, it is Big Brother Canada season. We are hoping to make it to Canada for the finale to live stream that for those of you that are fans of Big Brother Canada, as well as the finale parties. So if you want to help support our shows, get access to the patron-only Facebook group, prize giveaways just for patrons, special after shows, and weekly shows just for patrons. Consider becoming one to support us and everything we do over at yourrealityrecaps.com/patron, or you can always do a one-time donation at yourrealityrecaps.com/PayPal. Until our next Bravo blog, you guys got comments to write or reviews to leave, so I know how you want me to keep these shows going forward, just The Real Housewives of New York or all of the Bravo blogs that are available. And if I did it as all Bravo blogs, I assume then we could do it the same day each week. So let me know what you guys think. I'll see you guys all in the next show. Bye for now, everybody. I'm so happy to be back. Bye.